Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:31, and our program today brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, as well as Tall Grass Motors. Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters, you brought a friend.
I did. Michael Sikora is the executive director for Low Family Young Scholars Program, and we wanted to talk about our partnership that we've had since 2006.
There you go. Well, Michael, welcome back. It's been about a year or so, but always glad to have you back in the studio here with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
This partnership began in 06, as you say. How'd you kids get together?
Well, the late Barry Lowe and Karen Lowe started the Low Family Young Scholars Program, and I'll let Michael tell you about that a little bit more in depth in a minute. And when we heard about the program at Big Brothers Big Sisters and said, let's go talk with them, because one of the components of the Low Family Young Scholars Program is a mentoring component, and that's what we do. And so we got together and created a partnership where Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the mentoring component of the Low Family Young Scholars Program. And it's worked quite well, and we've been able to better serve youth in our community and
just get things going.
We already have the program, and we're pretty good at it. let's do that piece of it while they're doing the other pieces of their program. So
it's really nice when you have those commonalities and you can really help each other out, and that makes for an ideal partnership. So tell us a little bit more about how the Low Family Young Scholars Program got started, and a little bit about your mission too.
Well, it's a mouthful for me too, and I've been here for just under 2 years. This program got started really kind of out of an interesting connection that Karen and Barry had made some years ago, taking a Thanksgiving meal over to a family, and that kind of sparked the thought some years ago, and in relation to wanting to bring or carry on the mission that Barry's parents had kind of pressured him into, not pressured, but challenged him to stay in college. So they took that, and with kind of the mission that kind of started from that Thanksgiving meal, to develop a way to help economically disadvantaged children in Bartlesville prepare and succeed in a college degree. So what we do is, it's not just a component, it is our component that Big Brothers Big Sisters allows us, because of their expertise, allows us to utilize mentors in such an amazing fashion that we couldn't serve as many students as we are serving without their help. We have 18 students currently now in our program. We have 11 in college, and we've graduated 11 students from 2006, but honestly, our first graduate was in 2011. And most of the graduates actually are still here in Bartlesville, working in the school district, working at Trudy, working at Phillips. We even have one at Grand Lake Mental Health. And one went down south to Verizon Wireless, and she was kind of a recent graduate as well. So we have three partnerships in universities where if the students go through our program, then they get a scholarship to either RSU, Oklahoma Wesleyan, or OSU.
Nice. Well, this is great. I mean, you put the best parts of two very big and impactful programs together, and it works out pretty darn well. And this partnership, I only see bright things in the future for it.
True. It does help for children who would otherwise not have the economics or the preparedness to be able to achieve that college education. And there are some other enhancements in terms of that the Low Family program does in terms of school support, helping them to qualify for grant scholarships. They do community service once a quarter, I think.
We have over 5,600 hours since 2006 of community service from the program.
That's a lot.
So they're required. The parents and the children and the mentors are required to do that community service. So it's an enhanced program. It's not just the mentoring, but the mentoring is a significant component because you're taking youth who's maybe the first person in their family to go on to a secondary education. So, you know, knowing how to prepare for that, knowing, you know, the deadlines and all those kinds of things, and just what do you do when you get to college? We've been working on trying to expand that mentor component on to supporting the youth while they're in college. Now, Big Brothers Big Sisters can only serve youth until they're 19. That's a national requirement. But, you know, we all know college can be a challenge.
It can be darn right overwhelming as it can be.
And, you know, even youth with all the advantages can struggle in that first semester, first year of college. And so if you have none of the advantages, then that can be a real challenge. Mm-hmm. And so that has helped to ensure, because it's a significant investment mm-hmm. of time getting them to college, so you need to try to keep them there, you know. whenever someone comes into the program as a prospective volunteer, we always mm-hmm. on the Big Brother Big Sister side, we always talk to them about community-based mentoring, which is what our core program mm-hmm. is, and our site-based mentoring program. And then also, because being a Low Family Young Scholars Mentor is part of our community-based mm-hmm. program, it has a more extended time frame, because the idea is to be a mentor to that youth until they graduate from high school, and then ideally through the first year of college. Whereas a Big Brother Big Sister mentor, their commitment is one year.
Mm-hmm. Very good. This is really nice to hear how this all works together, and especially for the betterment of the young person too. Boy, I wish this was around when I was going off to college. I was the first one in my family that did that too. So I know how that feels. It's like, well, okay, this is where the big people are. Oh gosh, I'm going to get swallowed alive. And you know, there are a lot of fears, a lot of apprehensions, just a lot of I don't know. And to have someone there just to kind of tell you it's going to be all right and make sure that it's all right, it's a big thing. I understand, speaking of mentors, we have some Bigs of the Year.
Right. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma always has a Big Brother of the Year and a Big Sister of the Year. Mm-hmm. And we choose those individuals based on how their match relationship has gone, their connection to their little, and we really look for people who have gone above and beyond in terms of understanding what their youth's needs are and being very creative and supportive of creating that match relationship. So our Big Brother of the Year is Jeff Romines, and he works at ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. And our Big Sister of the Year is Christy Rogers. She's at First Presbyterian Church.
Very good. And I understand that Low Family Young Scholars has a Mentor of the Year.
Yeah, and we also, in a similar fashion, we like to recognize a mentor that's really been outstanding in the partnership with their mentee. Rochelle Wilson at Arvest has really done an amazing job being dedicated to her mentee, and in fact, they're working on ACT preparation for the mentee to take it here in February, so they've been kind of knuckling down with some of this academic stuff as well, but they share a real big love of the outdoors, and they go swimming and hiking together. It's just a really awesome time, and I'm sure this overcast, cold day doesn't really benefit that. But I guess that stays inside with the education and studying for the ACT. So,
And one less distraction, I guess.
I guess so, yes.
I know. Now, we always need mentors. And how do we get mentors for your program?
You can go to our website or you can contact me. Our website is lowyoungscholar.org. You can call me at 918-766-6675. And sit down, chat with us, say you're interested in being a mentor. What we'll do is we'll go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters website and click on the I Want to Be a Big and go through that process. And then in that way, you're communicating with both programs if you're interested in being a Low Family and a Big Brother or Big Sister.
Once again, the partnership there.
Right. And so for ours, you can if you're interested in Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can call our office or you can go to our website, which is always a challenge on radio. It's bbbsok.org, and we'd be happy to talk with you and answer any questions. On our website, you can click just an inquiry, like contact me because I have questions, or you can go ahead and fill out the online application.
Very good indeed. Now, once again, we want to thank you both for being here because I will tell you, there's never a shortage of young people who need a little extra help, a little extra attention.
Well, our priority for Big Brothers Big Sisters this year is men and couples.
Yes.
Because we have 17 boys on the waiting list that need either a man or a couple to be matched with. We have 5 girls on the waiting list. So we always need big sisters, but more women volunteer, more boys are referred. So, and that's true across the country.
So we got to kind of balance this out and make sure that we match up the youngsters with what they need.
And our priority is on community-based. Because we can't get into the schools, probably won't be able to until the fall. So now, if a site-based adult comes along, we will take them. But they're meeting at our office, which is has a lot more logistical challenges involved in it. But we do have. I believe it's 5 high school volunteers who are mentors, and they're keeping their matches going, even though they can't get together at the schools.
Understood. Now, for folks who feel that this is something that they want to do, but they're maybe a little bit timid, it's really not that overwhelming. Once they pick up the phone and talk to you, they realize that, yeah, you know, there are some requirements that need to be met. But first and foremost, it's the desire to be a positive force in a person's life.
It's the desire to have a heart for kids and to understand that you're already doing things in your life that if you chose to, you could involve a young person in.
Sure.
And it's an opportunity to have fun. For the Low Family Young Scholars Program, that people who have a particular heart for education and understand the significance of that are more drawn to that program. Jeff and his little brother have been playing racquetball, and I think they're now getting into pickleball or something because
that's a fun sport.
Because
it just sounds funny, but it's a fun sport.
Because they're into the sports side, Christy and her little sister are doing. Christy just made a Shutterfly photo album of all the stuff that they've done over the last few years as a
very nice
memento,
keepsake.
Yes, for them to go through. So there's lots of opportunity if you just think about what am I doing in my life that a young person would enjoy, I have time, because you're really talking about an hour or two, you know, every week or every other week, something like that.
I want to put a word out there to you gentlemen out there. You're not that far removed from being a kid yourself, okay? Okay, I know this, okay? All right. I've got middle-aged sons. I'm an old guy. I've been around the block. So you're probably doing something in your spare time that a kid would just have a ball doing, or they would like to learn to do. So pick up the phone, call Charlene. Come on. There you go. Make an appointment, and let's get the ball rolling.
And we probably should make a little pitch for Big Brothers Big Sisters fundraiser right now.
Let's do that.
For kids' sake. Mm-hmm. And
how are we doing?
It's a challenge this year.
With the pandemic, it's still lingering,
I think that fundraising for nonprofits this year is probably going to have more challenges in it than last year did.
Oh boy.
That's kind of what I'm seeing. And for lots of different reasons.
Oh, certainly.
But, and Low Family has a fundraiser coming up March 6th, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, which got going on there?
Uncork Your Support will be a take it home and be home edition this time. So we normally get together and taste some wines and some foods. But now we're packaging it up so you can take it home. So if you're interested in supporting Low Family and enjoying a little wine and a little charcuterie tray, let us know.
All right. Sounds good.
So, yes. And, you know, nonprofits are dependent on the funding, the generosity of the community, and Bartlesville's very generous community, and there's a lot of need for it.
There truly is.
On all kinds of levels.
If folks want to find out a little bit more about the Low Family Young Scholars Program, your website?
LoweYoungScholar.org. LoweYoungScholar.org.
Very good. And yours has all the letters.
It does. If you think about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma, and then just take the first letters, BBBSOK.org.
You'll be on your way. Yeah. You'll be surfing in no time on that World Wide Web. Charlene, Michael, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate you guys being here today to share your partnership and, of course, share some information here on how other people can get involved in the lives of young people and have a heart for kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.